It's time for Adam Carpenter's Outdoors Show. Get ready for the latest news from the DNR. Hunting and fishing reports, sports, weather, and local news. And it's all wrapped up in with great bluegrass and country music. So tell your mom you'll call her back and strap yourself in, because the Outdoors Show is on. Now, here's your host, Adam Carpenter.
Hi, this is Adam Carpenter from the Outdoors Show, and I want to thank you for listening to my submission for a regularly scheduled weekday broadcast personality or team. Over the next 4 minutes or so, you're going to get to hear samples from two different interviews I did from this past year. The first is a story about orphan black bear cubs and providing them surrogate mothers. The second is about an incredibly successful kids fishing day that is 100% free of charge. These types of interviews are mixed in with country and bluegrass music Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. on 103.3 FM WFXD. So I hope you enjoy this, and thank you again for your consideration. We got a special guest joining us on the phone here on the Outdoors Show, Mark Borson from the Department of Natural Resources. Mark, welcome to the show, your first time.
Thank you for having me.
And I wanted to give you a call and talk to you about the surrogate sow program for black bears that you are implementing or have implemented for orphaned bear cubs. And kind of tell me how this got started.
Well, in about 2003, if I recall correctly, a couple of orphan cubs turned up after a logging operation, unknowingly disturbed the den, to the point where the female bear left her den and left some cubs behind. And those cubs were reported to us and ended up in the possession of the DNR. And at that time, we didn't have a program like this. So we were in a position where we really didn't have very many options for these cubs. It was in the middle of winter, and there are very few people that are actually equipped and skilled to rehabilitate cubs. There are very few zoos that are looking to take black bear cubs. So there were not really a lot of options to place these bears with any other bears or with any other facility for placement or long-term care. So a couple of biologists, my fellow biologists and myself, put our heads together and tried to figure out a way maybe that would give us another option when we run into situations like this. And we knew about a researcher in the state of Pennsylvania that had placed orphan bear cubs with some research bears that he had radio collared. So we suggested that maybe if we kept some female bears radio collared in the state of Michigan for that purpose, it would give us another option. So we presented that to our management team, and they approved it. So that really kicked off the project about 12 years ago.
And we're back. This Outdoor Report, Mylon Koski from the South Shore Fishing Association. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
I want to talk about the Kids Fishing Day Saturday, June 18th. Tell us the details on this, because this is probably, in my opinion, one of the coolest events that the SSFA sponsors.
Yeah, it is. We have a lot of fun with it. And we get a lot of people participating and lots of smiles and happy people. So it's a lot of fun. So at Lake and Inland, and we invite parents and kids to come out. And we provide all kids who do not have a fishing pole with a brand new fishing pole that they get to keep and take home. We provide all the bait, all the hooks, and bobbers and sinkers, and then we also feed everybody as well. So we'll probably have a pizza lunch. And the last few years, we've fed everybody as well. And there's been well over 100 kids each year, along with their parents, and it's just a great time.
Now, do kids or do the parents of kids and guardians need to pre-register for this?
No, they do not need to pre-register. Just show up, and if they want to let us know that they're coming, that'd be great. It'd help us kind of judge how much food we should buy.
And it's such a cool thing, because we got to understand that if you don't plant the seeds with these kids, they're not going to grow up to be fishermen, and
exactly,
they're not going to care about our environmental and conservation efforts. So that's really what it's about, in my opinion. Also access for kids that may not even have someone to take them fishing.
Exactly.
Sunshine, a fishing pole, good tunes, and Adam Carpenter's Outdoor Show. Weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on 103 FXD.